Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jordan Mailata joins us every Tuesday at 4. And because the Eagles just keep winning and winning and winning, the calls keep coming and coming.
He can't get away from us.
Cannot, as much as he would like to. Jordan Mailata joins us now. Jordan, how you doing, man?
Yes, it's an unfortunate relationship that we have.
Seems very one-sided, actually.
Yep.
I've been in those before. Not my first one-sided relationship. So, Jordan, we want to play a piece of audio and then have you react to it. I think you've probably...
Oh, God.
Well, you weren't singing in this one. So here it is.
Do some!
Now, without context, that could be a lot of different things. But what it really was you laughing maniacally as Saquon scored on that first play from scrimmage. Is that a normal reaction out of you? It was awesome to watch.
It's just you go through the range of emotions on a play like that. And, when you have a player like you do in Saquon, you just kind of know he can, you give him that much space, he can make a play out of anything. So, yeah, just kind of... I think the joy of executing my job on that play and then seeing him get through, kind of just, I don't know, every time I get mic'd up, I think half of it is just me laughing like that in plays, and probably why they don't like to mic me up.
You know what was awesome was... You were laughing, and Saquon still had to break a tackle and make a spin. And what was awesome about that play is he did have... he had a hole there, but Saquon still had to, make a couple of guys miss to make it happen. And it just, I think your confidence as early as it was just shows how much confidence you have in him that those guys have no chance. When he gets you in the open field, you have no chance.
Like I said, you give him that much space, it's going to be hard to bring him down one-on-one. So you just kind of get a good feeling that he's going to break that tackle or juke him out, whatever he does, Saquon doing Saquon things.
Yeah, man, looked like Kellen Moore. I mean, that was just the first play of the game. I hadn't seen a lot of toss crack plays that you guys have run this year. That was certainly something new and interesting. Then we also saw a couple of run plays to Dallas Goedert that I hadn't seen. Kellen Moore going a little deeper in the bag in the running game this past Sunday.
Yeah, Magician Moore, he just knows how to pull a trick out the hat, man. Whenever you don't expect him to do something, he just brings it out. And, I think he caught a great game on the weekend. So, man, it's just not surprised there.
So I'm going to hop straight to this one, right? Sunday was a little bit of a stress-free game after halftime. I mean, maybe not for you guys. I'm just saying for the fans that were watching. I don't know how much stress everybody was going through in that second half. Watching your quarterback play Sunday, man, we spent a lot of time focused on the running game and Saquon, and rightfully so. You guys have been awesome up front O-line. But watching the passing game thrive Sunday, I'm wondering what's that like for you as pass blocking. We talk so much about your run blocking. You guys did a great job in the passing game as well for protection.
Man, I think Jalen played lights out, man. Played lights out, and, I think – when it comes to the passing game, it starts with the O-line and Jalen. And I thought we could be better. I could be better in my performance, you know, giving up a sack. Technique was a little off. But, yeah, I thought, you know, again, Jalen just played so lights out. He was very communicative, very sharp, you know, just executing what he wanted, checking us into different plays, just off what the defense was getting us, giving us. And, yeah, man, I love when they doubt him because that's when he plays his best football.
You just mentioned something that we talked about yesterday a little bit, and I think he's starting to get a lot more credit for it, as he rightfully should, is his play at the line of scrimmage, getting you guys in and out of certain plays, making checks. As much as you can you give us a little glimpse into, like, how often does that happen, where Jalen is pretty much out there directing stuff, him and Cam Jurgens?
Honestly, it feels like it's like almost every other play. Mm. You know, every other play he's checking into something, or every three plays. It's just depending on what, you know, the defense has given us. Mm-hmm. So it's just, that's all it depends on. And I'd say every other play he's doing something back there that he sees and he wants to check something else. So he's done a great job this year as communicating that up front. So, and to the wide receivers.
Jordan, I know you and the other guys on the offensive line, it's sort of a brotherhood, you know. You have to not just how you play, but everything is together for these, you know, 18 weeks of the regular season and the playoffs. Seeing Landon play with the injury he played with, even as Cam seemed like he was begging him to come in that first half, and then seeing Cam come in the second half, who was obviously going through his back injury as well, what does that do for you guys? First of all, seeing Landon play in that much pain, but just playing through it and playing for the team. What does that feel like for the other guys on the offensive line?
We're a tight unit, so, you know, we're not surprised that those two warriors battled through it. It's just a crazy feeling knowing that, you know, when your back's against the wall, this guy's just going to fight with everything he has left to, get the job done. And those two guys stepped up huge over the weekend just to ensure this victory, to get us to the bowl. I mean, I'm not surprised by Landon and Cam, just knowing them, who they are as people. But, you know, going to work with them every day, knowing them as professionals, you kind of just know that that's the mentality they're going to have. They embody it. They embrace it. And you know, I know Philly's not shocked. You know, they're here for a reason. You gotta survive in this team, have a certain, you know, trait to survive in the city and team. And those two just embody the grit and the determination that the fans have as well.
So, unsurprisingly, it's the Chiefs again. Here we go. And you guys played them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Do you care that – care is the wrong word. Is there any feeling inside they got us last time and we want to get this one? Like, is there an added – it's hard to say an added thing for the Super Bowl, but the fact that the last time you were there you lost to them, does that add anything to you?
I'm going to keep it short and simple. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But at the same time, it is the next game. It is a new team. We both have new teams. You know, the history is called history for a reason. But you can't forget that the experience that, you know, that you go through, or what I went through. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yes, I will answer your question and say yes. But again, this is just the next game that we have to play, and probably the most important game that we will play this year.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it makes sense. It wasn't that long ago. It was just 2 years ago. So I totally understand that being in the back of the players' minds who were playing in that game, for sure. Rest of the week for you, man. What's it looking like? You guys find out what your schedule is for this week?
I'm treating it like a normal week.
Okay.
Still practicing, day off tomorrow. So, you know, kind of just pushed the schedule back a day. I'm still trying to get together this these travel plans and everything, the ticket allotment and all that stuff for the Super Bowl, get that ready. But, yeah, the plan is to go, you know, like we're playing this week, just get a head start on Kansas City and, again, correct our mistakes from the last game. So that's the plan, man. Try and heal up before the big dance and, yeah, man, that's about it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, will that mean I would not be joining you guys next week? Just asking for a friend.
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you, but...
I've got to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would imagine that, yeah, next Tuesday at this time, you'll be a little busy.
This guy,
yeah,
got to work.
Got to work.
Yeah. Well, hold on, so do we, you know?
Yeah.
We're also working.
Yeah, we're working.
Yeah, but I have to play in the game.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
A little different.
Yeah, it is fair. That's fair.
Just a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Just a little different.
Well, I mean, since we're not going to talk to you next week, you know, if you were to pick a favorite media member in all the Eagles.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, man. You're really just trying to ruin all my relationships that I've built.
Yeah, I know you're not going to really answer it anyway. It's fine. We all know it's not Elliot. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to pick somebody other than Elliot. All right. Well, you guys, I mean, what a season. The storylines that happened, but overall winning, what, 17 games so far, mm-hmm. and ending up in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, it's exciting for everyone, and we're incredibly proud of the team and what you guys did on Sunday, and then to watch you next Sunday, or two Sundays from now. So I guess all we would say is good luck and thank you for the season.
Yep.
Appreciate it, fellas.
I will say this, big fella. I will say this.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to jinx you. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, not immediately following, but maybe a week or two afterwards, when the celebration has died down a little bit, you got to come back on and talk to us about it.
For sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. When you're not working. Yeah, well, you don't have an excuse.
Listen, we won't bug you if it goes any other way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't even worry. Yeah, we won't bug you if it goes any other way. So,
I mean, this was my way of letting the higher-ups at WIP know that I won't be calling in next week.
Jacking in. Yeah.
I understand it, brother. Good luck, man. Good luck.
Jordan.
Yes, sir.
All right. There he is.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Yeah. There he is, Jordan Mailata. You know, I was...
Got to get him back if they win.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Got to get him in here.
Yeah, I got to get him back.
I got to look him in the face and just say it wasn't Elliot. Say your favorite media member isn't Elliot.
I think Elliot knows it.
Yeah, maybe get him sing a little bit, you know, while he's in a good mood. I respect him. He's always very straight with us,
mm-hmm.
but... there is a politically correct way to answer that. Does it matter to you? Then it's the Chiefs. There is, you know, it's the Super Bowl. It's a big game. It's the next game. Him saying, yes, it matters that we lost to them last time. I respect him a great deal for saying, like, yes, absolutely. Yep. They got us. Because you know inside that it's there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he actually said it.
No, I love this version of Jordan. Like, he's always tried to say the right things. But I think he feels confident in his standing with the team, who he is as a player. He's become one of the voices of the team. And he has earned the right to be bluntly honest when he so chooses to. He doesn't always have to give that politically correct answer because he is afraid of ticking someone off. I think this year he's been awesome this year with the media with being sort of straightforward with his answers.
And I think we've said it a bunch of times, and you said it there, he has... In Kelsey leaving, in mm-hmm. Fletcher leaving, he's one of the guys that has been here the longest and has taken that vacuum, that leadership vacuum. Somebody has to fill
it. Somebody has to do it.
And you want it to be one of the guys who can handle it, one of the right guys. And he is clearly one of those guys.
Yep.
And I'm glad that he has wrapped his arms around that responsibility, which is what it is. It's a responsibility.
I'm telling you, and it relieves the other guys. I mean, AJ has taken on a bigger vocal role this year. He speaks with the media an awful lot, and he's certainly candid, but there's times that he doesn't want to do that. I'm sure there's times Jalen doesn't want to talk to the media, which is why he only does a couple of availabilities, maybe one, right? He only does it once a week?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Jalen only does it once a week, or after a game. He does it after a game and then one other time. But Jordan is there after every practice.
Yep. in the locker room, yeah, so answering questions.
And it's very easy to avoid the media if that's what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, by the way, if he didn't give answers, they would hunt around for other people to give answers. So by him being straightforward and giving people the information that they're looking for, I think it eases the stress on other players who aren't as comfortable or don't feel as cemented in doing it.
And he's not a locker room lawyer. You know, see how some guys get in front of media and they're doing their own thing with some sort of hidden agenda. He's uplifting his teammates. He's being in support of his guys. But when they don't play well, he says it, doesn't sugarcoat it, doesn't run from it. But he's never a divisive guy. It's always about including everyone and uplifting everyone.
And I think he sounds cool because he has the Australian accent. I'm just going to be honest. I think it's the best accent there is, the Australian one.
Australian?
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm impartial to Delco, but...
You mean you're partial to Delco.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Not impartial.
What does impartial mean?
Impartial means you do not... You treat them all the same, whereas partial to means that you prefer.
All right, so I'm partial to Delco.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. It's like why I keep saying infamous for no reason. Infamous is a negative thing. I always say it in a positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's infamous.
Yeah.
Actually, it means he's famous for something bad.
Yes.
Idiot.
Yeah, well...
Well,
a reason
it works with the show. It fits, it fits the show's mantra.
Well, much like Jalen, I was put in a straitjacket.
Oh, there we go. Much like Jalen, you perform better. The team performs better when you're in the straitjacket.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. This is a... The Super Bowl is the biggest game in all of American sports, but this one, why does this particular one mean something to you? For me, it means two things. First of all, I think the Eagles go from a great organization to an elite organization. I think it's hard to say you're an elite organization in the NFL when you only have one championship. And the other thing is, everybody in the NFC East has more than one, and they throw it in our face all the time, and they call our little Super Bowl cute, blah, blah, blah. As bad as the Giants season is going, as bad as the Cowboys season went, they all have more than us. So I think it raises the level of the organization. Why for you? 215-592-9494. Oh, Yoshi in Brewery Town. You here to ruin the show in the middle of a segment again, Yosh? Or are you just going to deliver what you got?
You just can't help yourself, can you?
Well, bro, you guys did an Eagles chant in the middle of our segment yesterday.
But I came down there dirty right after work to support my friends and their radio station.
Okay.
I came down there right after work. I actually left work early.
Still had your vest on.
I left my guy standing.
You still had your vest on.
Still had my safety colors on, I agree. Came down there to support y'all, and that's how he want to start off the daggone show. You want to No, I don't want to interrupt nothing. You know why? Because you answered the call. So how I'm interrupting?
Okay,
you
fair.
You answered the call.
Fair.
You put me on.
That's fair.
You know what? I was feeling bad all day that I didn't give you no love before I left yesterday.
Unreal.
You know what? God don't like ugly. He steered me straight to the door for a reason.
Wow.
He said, you had an agenda. I love you, Spike.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too. What's up, brother? I actually saw you leaving. Wait, I saw you leaving, and I was like, is that dude leaving without saying hello to me? And unreal. Really unreal. But I appreciate it. All right, go on.
When I started to DM you. When I got in my Jeep and turned y'all back on, I felt so bad. I really did feel bad all day. I was like, man.
Good.
But I'm gonna be down there and I'm gonna love up on you. You know we gotta make Jack jealous. You know you get a little jealous when we love on each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, man, my man Spike, Big Ice, Jagged Baby, man, I thought I was getting my voice back, messing with daggone Chuck last night, got me all messed up, boy, the tea ain't working, the daggone Ricolas ain't doing nothing, oh, man, but you know what, real quick, though, man, I told Jack earlier, I love this radio station, I love you guys, and all the people that came up to me last night giving me love, man, it's humbling, it's really humbling. And I'm a popular dude anyway, but this extension of
yeah, no big deal to you, yeah.
I love you cats. I love you cats, what's name, for introducing me to the masses of the radio listeners. I love y'all for that. But I hate the other teams in this division. I hate them. But I want to be just like them. I need multiple Super Bowls, like Spike just said. I mean, I need more than one. My mama always told me two good things is a great feeling. I want to be the team that beat the team. I don't want to have the conversations we're going to have all offseason if we don't win. I want to be that squad in everybody's mouth, pause, all season. I want my hit
back. That hammer is real, for real.
I want my hit back. Them guys, got that little cheap call at the end of the first one, and then they held the ball. They stood behind the storm door, and said, na-na-na-boo-boo. I want to come in here, pop them in their mouth, hit them with an uppercut, pick them up, slam them, and stomp them in their throat. I need it. I need some balance. I got one ring. I need two. I need some balance. I need one on each ring finger. I'm tired of wobbling. I love my one Super Bowl. I want it for this team. I want it for Jalen. I want it for Nick. I'm tired of the disrespect. The Nick Wrights, the Chris Canties, everybody what's name got something bad to say about us. I love that we the underdog. When I saw that point and a half, I love it. You know why? Because this team has been doubted. Every game, just about majority of the season, and they need that doubt going into the Super Bowl, so they can say, you know what? Take this finger in between what's named that index finger and that ring finger, that pinky and that thumb. Throw it up to the world. I need it. Don't you need it, Irene?
Yeah.
Don't you want it?
No, we need it. We need another parade. We need all this, man. Yeah, we need it.
I didn't get to go to the other parade.
Yes.
I didn't get to go to the 18th parade.
Here's
I was at the other station.
Thing. Here's the other thing. Three Super Bowl trips in 8 years. We need two trophies.
Man.
We need two trophies, right?
We need two. I need that Woodstock feeling again. Like you said, that was a Woodstock feeling. The libations was in the air.
Yes.
People drinking everywhere. Oh, man, it was beautiful. Everybody hugging on each other.
And I got to throw this out there. With the Dodgers building a National League All-Star team every year, I don't know how we're getting a championship in any other league.
Yeah.
Yet no faith in the Sixers.
No faith in the Sixers. Yeah, like, you know, the Eagles are like our best chance, man, to get this done.
They is, man. Give us what we want. We gonna win this game. I'm going into the next 2 weeks confident, not cocky.
Right.
I am very confident. I am very confident that because this team know what it's like to be there. Some of the most important pieces know what it's like to be there. They know what it feel like to lose, and they going into it, and they know they don't want that feeling again. What's the name? I love it. I want it. I need it. Spike, I'm going to tell you right now, be nervous. Hide under the bed. You can call me. Get my number. DM me. Get my number from Jack. Call me. Be scared. Be scared, so I can tell you, little boy, you need to be scared. Be frantic. I want all that for the next 2 weeks. Bite all your nails off. Be LeBron James for the next 2 weeks. Bite your cuticles, all that good stuff. Because what you're doing, it works. Better guess us. Need all of it. Need all of it. I want it. I love y'all, cats. Have a beautiful, blessed day. L-E-I-G-L-E-S. You hear all that, Ike Reese?
I hear
it. My neck, bro. Y'all cats, baby.
All right. Yoshi's voice is cooked.
He still is, yeah. It's been a long 3 days for him, man.
It is cooked.
I wonder if anybody else has any. You know, Yoshi's older. Now, I know he stays in shape.
Yes.
But you would think most people are running out of gas from Sunday, right?
Yes. And he went all the way through Monday. Him and Chuck went all the way through Monday. By the way,
Chuck is definitely asleep today.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He's still sleeping.
By the way, I kind of like the Dodgers thing. It kind of reminds me of when the Heat signed everybody,
yeah.
And that way you had a very clear enemy.
Like, yeah. Like, so it's everybody against the Dodgers.
Who to take down.
Yes.
I think it makes it cooler, and I think it adds I don't love that they signed every good free agent except for Soto, but I do kind of like the idea of let's go take down the Dodgers. I think it's kind of a fun rallying
As long
cry.
As someone can take down the Dodgers.
But I think they can.
Yeah, it's baseball.
It's baseball, you know? All right.
Ever heard that before, Ike?
Yeah, I have.
215-592-9494. What is important about this particular Super Bowl to you? Coming up next, the return of the Clipboard Report.
Uh-oh.
That's right. The Clipboard Report, is when we find retired backup quarterbacks who've talked about our team. We have news on that, and then also a clipboard report, Eagles-related, specifically, somebody who used to carry a clipboard. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our fearless leader, Rod Lakin, was just in here, gave us some potential news that we'll be able to deliver to you soon. Should be fun. Very fun thing we plan to do with you. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would be more impressive, beating Mahomes and Andy or Brady and Belichick? It sits at 54.3% with Mahomes and Andy. I will say this, though. Having a team beat both of those.
Yeah.
I mean, but potentially the best coach, best quarterback, and then second best coach, second best quarterback as of now,
yeah,
would be a pretty great thing to have on the resume.
Nice feather in the cap.
Yes, absolutely. No,
I totally agree. That's some serious bragging rights. We talked about that with the Giants. Well, with Eli, the fact that you got two Super Bowls over Tom Brady.
Yep, pretty
good. Matters.
Yep, it's going to be Hall of Fame material for him.
That matters
for
yes,
an otherwise non Hall of Fame career.
And yeah, actually, maybe a first ballot guy.
Yep.
Who?
Eli.
Yeah.
He might be. He's about to find out. Right? Was he a finalist?
I think he was. Because
he's eligible this year.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I think he was a finalist.
Is he a finalist? Okay. Yeah.
We also can't lose another Super Bowl to Andy.
No.
Like, we can't do that.
No.
Yeah. We gave him his one.
Yep. Yeah.
And I know things in Philadelphia have softened on Andy because we won a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He's doing well. The bitterness is like
we won
gone.
Ours first.
Yes. Looking back on it, we have some perspective now. He was a good coach. It was a great era. But like, it is enough already. And losing two to him, and I like Andy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose two to him. Like, I don't want to lose two to Andy. I would love to get him on this one.
I agree.
Yeah, we will have the clip.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter if it was Andy or not to me.
Like, no, yeah.
But I understand the fact that it is Andy, so I fall in that same category. I'm trying to get our second trophy. We need another trophy.
And he should let us have this one.
He's got enough.
For the 14 years, they were great. You know, you taught us a lot, gave us the blueprint, some would say. We gave you the one in 22. Come on.
Yeah, I don't need
gave
to
us
make
Doug.
It. Yeah,
well,
yes.
Who could forget?
He gifted us.
Gifted is the correct term.
Yeah. He did.
We gifted him Carson. Dude, we are one little ankle injury.
One roll-up ankle?
Come on. He fakes it every game.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a real one. And we get Dude, Carson in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
About beating Carson and beating Andy at the same time?
Oh,
this city would melt.
That'd make everybody happy.
Except for Jack.
Unless Carson died. Unless he cooked.
Oh, yeah, like he did in week 18.
He was that wasn't the 18.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the clipboard report momentarily. 215-592-9494. What is it about this Super Bowl that is most important to you? Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, Ike, Spike, and Jackie, baby. How's it going?
What's up, Bruce?
Man, look. Hey, let me get some of that Ike juice right
now.
Give me.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Can I just say, we need a lot of Ike juice over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Hey, look.
I like that.
No, we're going to need it because, look, the only reason why I asked you to play that Ike juice for me, I got my own form of Ike juice, and they call it Joey juice because it's my middle name, and I've been summoned back to Philly at my cousin Lamont's house, and I got to bring the Joey juice. It's a tequila and lemonade and strawberry slushy. And they love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's my form of Ike juice. So
why can't you call it Bruce juice?
Yeah, that's
Bruce
a good
juice.
One.
Hey, that's a good one. Yeah, that's catchy.
But
Bruce juice.
Hey.
Like Joey juice is just your middle name. Why wouldn't you use your first name? Let's brand this thing a little bit,
yeah,
Bruce.
Come on. It rhymes.
You know what? I'm going to have to get on that train, man. I didn't think about the Bruce juice. That's pretty catchy.
Yes. You didn't think about using your name?
Hey, I'll go. Well, see, here's the thing. Depending on where I'm at in the country, I got three different names. So everybody in Philly knows me by Joey.
Ah.
And that's all my family, except for my classmates and then my former.
But why won't they just call you Bruce?
Well, they don't. They just—it's always been my middle name because my middle name is Joseph. So.
Well, I know that. It just isn't. Why don't they just call you by? Never mind.
Was your dad Bruce? Why did they call you Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, but I'm named after my dad.
Okay, that makes sense. That happens a lot. All right, I got you.
Yeah, that's why your name's Spike.
Yes.
Oh, man. But anyway, look, man, y'all done already stole my thunder. I'm going to tell you my first choice on the meaning on winning a Super Bowl is that I can finally silence all these butt-munching Cowboy, Giants, and Redskins fans about us winning one Super Bowl. But, okay, that one's out there. But here's another one. And this is coming from me because I've been a Jalen backer, but I've been a critic of him, but I've always had his back. Mm-hmm. If that Jalen is going to finally get the respect that he needs. I mean, you see it on the national media. Now, you know, we got the Philly love, you know, tough love thing. But these national these national talking heads disrespect him, and now they can shut the hell up. Mm. If he wins this damn Super Bowl, they can get off this freaking jock strap and start talking about how he's not on the level of some of these other quarterbacks. So, and I believe, I'm going to tell you, he's been so doubted even from his college days. I'm going to tell you, if he wins the Super Bowl, you know, he's going to break historic nature. And I believe we're going to probably see some tears from Jalen.
Yeah. You know what?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I would doubt that. Seriously. Yeah.
Man, I'd be surprised if that happened.
I would take a smile, yes. To be quite honest with you.
You get a smile. He'll be happy. He'll be happy.
Will he sing the fight song again?
He will. He was happy after that championship game, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah.
Hey, I don't think he's sang the fight song since.
But look, if he cries, you heard it from me first. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, okay. We will. Yeah, okay. We will.
No problem.
All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
Bruce. All right, brother.
All right. Time for the clipboard report. Clipboard report. Is Jack, not me, searches the internet.
Scours
the internet for former backup quarterbacks talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, most notably.
A lot of them out there.
Jalen. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Yeah, they feel like we've got a good bunch of backup quarterbacks talking right now. Orlovsky's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Fitzpatrick is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Daniel, who we're going to get to in a minute, former Eagle.
What do you think about him?
Also a good one.
He a good one?
Well, he's good.
RG3?
I don't hear much of RG3 now. He's not on TV
not
anymore.
Not on ESPN, right?
Yeah. Was he good on TV? I think he was all right.
Some people liked RG3. I was okay with him.
Yeah.
He's quirky, man.
Yeah. He's little, yeah.
The croissant photo and...
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. The croissant. I remember.
Why that? Yes. Why you go to that?
That's the last thing I thought of with RG3s. What the hell is that?
Well, Chase Daniel has been, I would say, fairly critical of Jalen through the year.
Fair and balanced is what I would call it.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah. Honest, using his eyes. Yeah.
Here's what he had to say about Sunday's game.
Did Jalen Hurts make a fool of his critics? I was one of his critics. I am one of his critics, but I don't feel like a fool. Because what we wanted to do is I can't say it any better than what James Jones said. Let the ball go, your decision-making, your accuracy, and throwing the ball on time. Okay, I've never been critical about the fact that Jalen Hurts is a winner. We've been critical up here, all of us, at times, about certain games not letting the ball go. I have three plays from this last game that tell that story between decision-making, accuracy, and throwing on time. Here's the play, 4th and 5. Nick Sirianni said, we're going for it. Okay, motion him over man-to-man. Jalen Hurts sees a free safety. It's 1-on-1. You're in the middle. I am going to take a shot to a covered A.J. Brown and throws an absolute dime. You cannot throw this ball any better. Okay, let's move to the red zone right here. This is the play that James just showed. I want to show it from a different angle, okay? Inside leverage. Okay, watch A.J. Brown release. You have a three-way go. Slant, no, go, no. Let's throw it out. Let's throw it out. You know how hard this ball is to throw to the back to the front pylon in the corner as a quarterback? Very difficult because that ball could go 100 yards the other way. Great, actually, on that one. And this one. This is my favorite one. Scheme, throwing, Saquon Barkley on a flat route. Okay, you have match coverage who matches with Devonta Smith. That corner stays on Marshawn Lattimore. And then Jalen Hurts throws it up and down between three defenders like this. Jalen Hurts has been a winner. But Jalen Hurts, if he throws like this, if he makes good decisions, if he's throwing the football on time, if he's playing on time, if he's accurate with the football, the sky's the limit for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I sort of feel how Chase Daniel felt there in that – that's what we wanted, you know? Nobody wanted it. Well, I can speak for myself here. Didn't want him to throw 40 times. Didn't need him to be, you know, what Joe Burrow has to do for the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the passes when they're there. And he had I know you were laughing at saying it was one of I thought it was one of Jalen's best games that I've seen him play.
Yeah.
Especially considering the situation as well. And you know what? They're going to need that game again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Most likely they're going to need that game again. They're going to need him at his best. This isn't beating Green Bay. It's not beating the Rams. It's not beating, you know, Cleveland or any of the other teams mm-hmm. we beat this year, some better than others. This is beating a team that is going for their third straight Super Bowl with a quarterback on the other side who hasn't had his greatest year for sure, but there he is in the Super Bowl again, and he always finds a way. So Jalen's going to need to do what he did on Sunday again. You know?
Yeah, and it's not that complicated. I think that's the thing that, you know, sometimes gets lost in the back and forth debate about this with him in the passing game. Because I think sometimes the perception is it's being argued that he can't do it. I mean, he's incapable of doing it.
Sure.
Not saying you is arguing that.
Sure.
In the discussion. So when people hear it, the defense is he can do it when it's needed. And right. To your point, it's always needed.
That's, you know, we could have saved Saquon a little bit if we did it a little bit
right.
more. Right.
Right. We wouldn't have been as close to the record as we should be. But I'm just saying.
It is.
I'm just saying.
443. It's a record for you.
Well, and now we're going for the all-time, the winner's
now
record.
We got to settle for that. Yes.
Yeah, fake record.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll settle for it. No, we'll take it.
I think he would have traded it as well.
Well, yeah, now that we're in the Super Bowl, yeah, yes. Yeah, everybody's happy. Yeah, yep. We're all good. We're yep. all good. My point is that the perception is, you guys who feel that way feel like he can't do it. Like, there are going to be games where quarterbacks are inaccurate. They mm-hmm. miss throws. Like, that happens. That's how you get a Josh Allen throw for 150 sometimes. Like, if you go look at these guys' average yards per game, most of the winning quarterbacks' average yards per game is in the 200 to 235, 40-yard
yes.
range. And no one would say that's exceptional. Like, we're not praising guys for throwing for 240 yards a week.
No.
That's not what we do.
Yeah, and now in the NFL, now that it has become more run heavy, mm-hmm. we're seeing that, right?
Yes.
We're seeing more 27 attempts as opposed to 37 attempts.
And I believe it's because defenses have caught up with the offenses, and all the quarterbacks and decision-making isn't always good. So sometimes you put that responsibility on the quarterback time after time after time after time, you're going to have to live with some turnovers.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going to have to live with that because that's what's going to happen. I just think with Jalen, see, I wasn't overly impressed with what he did Sunday. I've seen that game. One or two touchdowns, 240 yards. Like, the thing that I was happy with that he did Sunday is that he seemed decisive.
Yes, and he trusted
yes.
Devontae,
got
trusted
the ball
AJ.
Out. But Elliott made a great point. There weren't a lot of complicated throws.
No.
He had to thread the needle to guys or, you know, that type of stuff.
Yep.
So he can do that with no problem. And when you complement it with the running game, this is what you get. I think there's times when people will look at the Eagles and they have to find something to nitpick at the Eagles with, and I'm not saying our guys, I mean nationally when it's being discussed. And they'll say, well, you can't win this way if the quarterback isn't doing more. But they'll look at other quarterbacks and say, he's doing what he needs to take, he's managing to get, like, it's not as negative. Like, no one's saying Josh Allen is the weak link on Buffalo's offense.
No. Yeah, I agree
with you. You know what
I'm
saying? Yep. So when I was saying that about Jalen, when he hears that type of stuff, that's where he gets defensive.
Well, and watching the games is important too, you know,
sure.
both ways. So you look at Josh Allen's stats in the AFC Championship game, and they look good. But watching Josh Allen, and I think Josh Allen's great, but watching Josh Allen on Sunday night was a different experience than looking at the stats, because the first drive of the game, he almost threw two pick sixes. He was jittery. Mm-hmm. He, you know, it wasn't. So that's why some of the games where, you know, you look and you say, well, Jalen had a 114 quarterback rating in that, and you're like, I saw the game.
Right.
You know, there was this guy, that guy, that guy. But to your point, nobody's going to be perfect. And also, to your point about Sunday's game, we don't need an outrageous game. We need that game. You know,
yeah.
like the game that...
Here's the thing. You didn't need that game Sunday. You could have beat Washington without that game.
I know, but it was nice to have that game.
Sure, it was because it
and
yes.
not sweat it out in the fourth quarter. Not, and
but you do realize you're going to sweat out most AFC or NFC championship games.
Yeah, no.
You don't get blowouts in these games.
I agree.
Well,
I'm talking.
Hold on, last three for us.
Well, yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah.
I guess that's true. Just mean.
I guess I'm thinking about when I played. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Through the season, there are just opportunities. I'm thinking bigger picture, right? Mm-hmm. It was nice to. For the defense not to have to be perfect, for Saquon not to have to carry the ball 30 times, all of those things, and have the game not to be sweating a Rams drive.
Wait, but
at the end
of it. We've told you that's in there.
Well, but yeah, I don't want to do the circular.
No, I'm just saying. But we've always said that's in there. It's in him.
Well,
that's in there.
Then I think it is on all of them. It is on Kellen or whoever the coordinator is next year, Jalen and Nick Sirianni, to bring that out of him more. I think they could do that more, I think. Speaking of Kellen, so the New Orleans Saints, after doing a Zoom interview with him last week, have decided to do an in-person interview with him and come to Philadelphia. So it is the second Kellen Moore interview. Mm. Who was it that said they're not enamored with Mike McCarthy?
Tony Pauline and Josina Anderson.
Okay, so they said they're not in on Mike McCarthy. So it does seem that this is part of the clipboard report because Kellen Moore...
Was a
backup quarterback. It looks like it is a serious chance he could end up being the New Orleans Saints head coach.
And on top of this, Cliff Kingsbury officially took his name out of any head coaching vacancies this year.
Really?
Yeah, so he took himself out. Joe Brady took himself out. So
always Kellen Moore.
It's Kellen Moore.
Yes,
yeah. And maybe Mike McCarthy, but
nobody
probably
wants
not.
Mike McCarthy as their coach.
It's like, oh, you're not enamored with Mike McCarthy? Wow, so no crap.
Yeah.
He got literally lied about watching film the last time he got hired.
Well, and
he said he watched every play of the Cowboys and didn't watch any of it.
Well, and to the point about Cliff Kingsbury, and I think to his credit, he said he wasn't doing interviews until the playoff run was over.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff run didn't end until there was only, one head coaching job left?
Yeah.
This is the only one left.
And that Saints job stinks.
Yeah, if he doesn't want that job, he might as well stay with a quarterback who's probably going to make him look good.
Yep.
And an organization that is probably going to spend to make sure that this team gets better.
And I think Arizona's still paying him.
Arizona is still paying him head coaching money.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Oh, good
he really
for him.
Doesn't need a job.
Good
no,
for
he's
him.
Good. No, you're right.
Good for him.
That's why I'm like, unless the Saints do something that we don't see coming, it's probably Kellen Moore.
Well, hold on. Where's Doug? Yeah, Doug's available. He won a Super Bowl.
Doug may need to take a year off, man.
But actually.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Paul and Bally, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show. First time caller.
Thank you, brother.
You know, and I think the Super Bowl, what it's going to do is just, it's going to, last year we just stunk at the end of the season, and now we get to put it in everybody's face.
Yep.
So I'm really happy about that. I do have a comment, though, and it's going to be very political. Like, everybody I talk to about this, everybody's like, you're crazy. But one of the changes that we made last year was we demoted Nick Sirianni, and we brought these two guys in, Kellen Moore being one of them. I think what we need to do is demote Nick Sirianni and you know, bring Kellen Moore as our head coach. You know, why lose a guy like this to another team? We have, like, we're doing great. We can do great for the next 3 or 4 years. Why rebuild after this year? Nick Sirianni is essentially a cheerleader. He's not calling the offense. He's not calling the defense. Right? So I'm thinking, I'm curious what you guys have to say about this. I think, you know, looking ahead, I mean, obviously we're looking at the Super Bowl, we're there, but we want to be in contention for the next 4 or 5 years, and I think this is the way to solidify that.
Nope. Nick Sirianni's the head coach here.
You want to demote the head coach after he got to the Super Bowl?
Did he get to the Super Bowl, or did the offensive and defensive coordinator get us to the Super Bowl? What is Nick Sirianni really doing? He's calling timeouts.
Oh, we still doing this, Paul. Paul, are we seriously still doing this?
No, I'm curious. I'm not, you know, I'm
Well, when you ask, what is Nick Sirianni really doing? That was like the narrative prior to the season. That was the narrative last year when he didn't get fired. People want to know, what does he do? Are we still doing this after all of that and then going through the season and seeing the season that they've had? You still are unsure about Nick Sirianni being your head coach? You're so enamored with handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley that you want Kellen Moore to stay here and demote Nick Sirianni.
I actually think I could do Kellen Moore's job easier than I could do Sirianni's job at this point, to be honest with you.
Come on, Paul.
Okay, so when we lose Kellen Moore, you guys are going to see this. I'm just telling you. You know, this. I mean, if you're looking at what we have, what's different from last year and this year?
Well,
right?
Saquon Barkley.
Vic Sirianni stepped down.
Vic Fangio.
As the quarterback. And Nick Fangio. Of course, we got the defensive and we have a great offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
What is Nick Sirianni really doing? And so if you're looking at this from just purely a, you know, not being political, I'm not a hater of Nick Sirianni, but if you're looking at these guys
no,
from the, what they're doing, the offensive defense this quarter, that was the key link, and this is why we're in the Super Bowl.
Should the Lions have fired Dan Campbell and promoted Ben Johnson?
No, definitely not. But I'm
why not? What does he do? What does Dan Campbell do?
No, I agree. I totally agree with you. But in this situation with the Eagles, I'm not seeing Nick Sirianni. And I'm not a hater of Nick Sirianni. I would hate to make him co-head coach.
Can I ask you this, Paul? Can I ask you this, Paul?
Yeah.
When A.J. Brown says that there's that what's wrong with the team is passing, and then Brandon Graham comes on the radio and says what he says the following Monday, why are you confident Kellen Moore can manage that within the locker room? Like, why are you confident that just because he is, and even if we give him full credit for calling the offense, which, by the way, scored the same amount of points per game as they did last year and fewer points per game than the year before and was 29th in passing. Why are you so confident that Kellen Moore can do what Nick does and also call the offense?
I think you got to give him a chance.
You know it's never going to happen, though, right?
Come on.
No, of course, it's not going to happen. I'm talking about an alternative universe
where
you don't have to deal with politics. But I think you got to give the guy a chance. I think when you lose him,
let me ask you this: Kellen Moore, Kellen Moore is going if he goes to New Orleans. What do you think the Saints are going to look like?
How do you think the Eagles? What do you think the Eagles?
Oh my God! We're talking about Kellen Moore. How good he is as a coach. The talent is staying. Our talent isn't going with him. I'm just wondering what do you think the Saints are going to look like when he goes there?
You got to give the guy a chance. We give Nick. Listen, I'm not a hater of Nick Sirianni.
You done said that eight times already. Yes.
Yeah. Also, there's nothing political here.
Yeah. You done said that also eight times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Paul.
All right, Paul.
Take care, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the balls on him. Actually.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
we're really still doing this to Nick.
I know.
Week of the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. Why don't we demote the head coach?
What does he do?
What does he do?
Oh my God! What does he do?
So, Jack, top 5-5 is next. What do we have to expect?
What does he do
in the top five?
I don't know. I've been watching the guy all year. Like, what do you mean, what does he do? This damn team could have fell apart in week four.
Yes, three separate times.
It's been a great coaching job.
Yes.
It's been a great coaching job.
Might be his best coaching job.
Yes.
Seriously.
I don't think it's might. I think it is. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And Spike loves these. But there's been a lot of things that I've found funny in the last couple of days.
They are my favorite.
And another just disgusting act from the morning show.
Again,
I leave the morning show alone.
I can't.
Absolutely not. We will not leave the morning show alone. Well, the top five is five is next. Your calls as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.